Hi out there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Oh, I do love that one. And Nathan, you're pretty much our house band here, Devin. I don't know if you know that.
Really? Yes, I do. It's like, very nice. We listen a lot.
We basically base the show on Nathan and associated folks. But I don't
see much of that.
You know, I think the last time you were on the show was just before we first got this record, when you were doing that sort of CD release party at the West End a few months ago. So I don't think I'd really... I don't think I'd really listened to the record yet, because I think you might have given it to me that day.
Oh.
But I don't think I've had the chance to tell you how much I love this record. Holy cow, it's good.
Thanks.
Not that there's ever any doubt with a Nathan record. Like, you know, you're not going to come out with a stinker, I don't think. But but I love it. It's got everything that I loved about Strangers in there, and everything that I loved about Jimson Weed is in there, and you kind of mashed it all together, and it's good. Good job.
Yeah, you're a very sweet boy.
Well, you know how much I love the Nathan, so
we do. Yeah.
Let's talk briefly about Folk Fest. You guys were out there at the Folk Fest.
Yeah.
You have a good time?
we had a fantastic time. It was really, yes, weather and playing and other bands and Hazel were all in spectacular shape, and so it was great.
Yes, of course. There's a new Nathan. Was she born before last year's Folk Fest?
Yeah, she was 3 weeks at last.
Right, right.
Oh yeah.
So I guess this is her second year around, but you know, she was certainly more able to enjoy it this year, I would think.
We had a ball. We camped out the whole weekend, and we were prepared to come in case she was getting a little bit, you know, exhausted or something. But yeah, she had more energy than we did at the end of the day, so. No, she did well. Camped out in a camper, I must admit, but still, she did really well and had a ball.
Now, I like to think that everybody in Winnipeg knows how great Nathan is, and you know, everybody in Winnipeg loves Nathan. That's what I like to think. I know that's not true.
No, I know. We still have to get it out to a lot more people.
Are there still some folks that come up to you at Folkfest that haven't seen you before and go, man, you guys are good?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. You always get a chance to win a few more over. That's the nice thing about playing a place like that. It's still, you know, still in need of exposure, even after being around here for a few years, so it's very nice.
Sold some CDs, I would imagine?
Yeah, we did really well. Yeah, it was great. Our best one ever, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Bunch more festivals on the horizon, I know. You're heading back to Kerry's homeland.
Yeah, right away. We start heading out there this weekend, actually. We head to Saskatoon for a couple shows in Edmonton on the way to Lethbridge, and then the Calgary Folk Festival and Canmore Folk Festivals after that. And then Trout Forest and the Ottawa Folk Festival.
Sounds like another busy summer.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
Good for you.
Very impressed. How was your Folk Fest, by the way?
It was fun. I had a lot of fun. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of stuff that wowed me that I hadn't seen before, but lots of good stuff to enjoy. So I got no complaints. That's for sure. I guess we are here to talk about the Trout Forest Music Fest. And here's what I don't understand. First of all, Revenue Canada must have a lot of fun with you, because you're like the busiest guy in town. You're a chemistry professor at the University of Winnipeg, a hardworking guy. I know, I've seen you there late nights. You're a musician and you know, heavily involved with all sorts of things with the band. And now, as if you didn't have enough to do, now you went and got another part-time job?
Yeah, I'm still wondering what's going on myself. I'm not sure why I do this myself, but it just kind of came up, and I thought, I don't know, it came out of nowhere, and I thought, well, if I'm ever going to, I kind of had a vague interest in doing it. I thought, if I'm ever going to give it a shot, this seems like the time. I was actually on parental leave when all this stuff came
right
on. I came up in January, so at that point, I had a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Now that I'm back to work and Summer of Nathan is happening, of course, it's a little bit harder to handle, but not too bad so far.
For folks that don't know, what like, you're the artistic director, you book this stuff, but what else do you do at the Trout Forest Music Fest? I'm thinking it's probably a small staff, so you probably do a little bit more than that.
Very small staff, but no, that's all I do. Like, that was basically my condition for doing this, was that I was doing that, and only that, and then I would also be, you know, I'm gone as of now. I had to get it done by
right
the end of June because our summer was going to be busy.
Right.
And I'm basically not there until the day before the festival now. So yeah, no, that is all I do, is I contacted the bands and picked them and booked them and, you know, negotiated and things like that, and then did the schedule.
That's got to be a fun, like, when I'm thinking of my dream jobs, I'm thinking, like, booking a festival, that has to be right up there because, you know, you get to call up all your favorite people and go, hey, you want to come and, you know,
right,
have some fun on a weekend.
And it's really, like you said, everybody just, they're really happy to hear from you.
That's awesome.
For a change.
Now, you've played at the festival before, right? So you've been out there?
A couple times, yeah. Last time was, I think, about 3 years ago now. It was, I think, Lloyd's last year. That was the last year we played or something like that. Just before Hal took it over.
I've never been out there. I know I've heard every year people tell me I gotta go. They say it's a good time, but give us the brief sell. Like, where is this place and what's so great about it?
Well, that's right. It's Ear Falls. It's about 4.5 hours from here, I guess, driving into Northwest Ontario. You go to Vermilion Bay and hang a left for an hour, and it's in the middle of the woods. It's on this beautiful site in Ear Falls, a little town. And it's just a you know, three stages, a main stage, a tavern stage, and then a family stage. And it's just on a really beautiful site because it's a lakefront. You you can float in the lake, in a little lake, and watch the main stage at the same time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really, it's honestly the prettiest festival site I've ever seen. And I,
and you've been to pretty much all of them, I would think.
Yeah, I've been to lots of them now, for sure. But it's just, you know, I just love when the big festivals are great because of all the different things you can see, but the small festivals have something like you can, you know, you can walk right up to the main stage at any time. It's never like you have to run and get a tarp space at 9 a.m. And
so it's a pretty laid back thing. And
very much so, yeah.
And for folks that haven't been out there, camping is pretty much the way to go out there. Like it's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere, so you just go and camp for the weekend and and stay
like
that.
Yeah, there's camping, like you said, you'll always be within a 10-minute walk to your tent because it's all the camping's right attached to the
site. Bless you to carry for me.
Yeah. yeah, so it's, and like you said, from one stage to another, you're like 2.5 minutes, I think, or something like that. It's,
yeah.
You know, everything's just so close, and it's just not a, it's not the big, long, exhausting festival where you have to run from stage to stage and jockey for space and things like that. So it's really nice little easygoing weekend away.
Now, I'm kind of a suck. I'm not much of a camper. Are there, like, amenities for me there? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to have water? Sure. Am I going to, you know?
All that stuff. All you need is a tent and a sleeping bag. Like, it's not, you know, everything else is provided. There's vendors. You don't have to cook for yourself.
Nice.
And, but all the usual vendors are there. And there's a tavern that runs all day long. So you never run out of that.
And it's pretty cheap too, your festival. It's I think it's the best bargain I've seen so far. It's like $50 for the entire weekend or something, isn't it?
Yeah, can you like? I mean, what can you do for $50?
That's crazy. I mean, it used to be Regina was the best bargain in the world, but they like more than doubled their prices.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a good. So I'm glad that you're not playing there anymore.
Yeah.
Like you were every year for a while.
Right.
But but for $50 now, I mean, do you want to go down this lineup or? I hope that everybody's sitting down because like. For a tiny little festival, I think this is an unbelievable lineup.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I'm really pleased with how it turned out. I had no idea. Honestly, you know, it was the first time I've ever done anything like this. So I didn't know what was really going to happen and how much I could get for the amount of money that I had. But it turned out pretty good.
All right, drop some names.
Oh, well, you go ahead. You tell me what you think of everybody.
Wow,
I mean, excited to see.
Oh, well, Carolyn Mark, who was a big hit at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, she's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Love her.
And she's our Saturday night hostess.
I know. I'm going to get to that in a second. Okay. But, of course, the Winnipeg contingent is always strong. You got Adrian Sala. You got the D-Rangers. How much? I mean, all you need is the D-Rangers, and you got a fun festival.
Exactly.
You got Dan Frechette. You got Doug and Jess Band. You got the Hazy Pilgrims, who are a promising young band here from Winnipeg.
A couple of them. Yeah, they're coming out. They auditioned. They were a couple of our auditions.
Oh, really?
So they're going to be bringing just those two guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got the Western States, who I absolutely love.
Right.
You got, Nathan, of course, is playing.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
And I mean, you, let's make it clear, you didn't book yourself, right?
Like,
you were already booked.
Kind of how the job came up. talking to the dude as he was...
Since you're coming anyway, you want to book the thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
But some other favorites that I know, Joel Fafard is playing out there, fantastic guitarist. A good friend of mine who I absolutely love, Chris Demeanor, is coming out. I remember seeing you guys in Regina with Chris Demeanor at the Exchange for what is definitely one of the most memorable shows I think I've ever seen when they had the Western Canadian Music Awards out there a number of years ago.
He's a great performer, Chris Demeanor.
Tons of fun. You booked Elliot Brood. I mean, I am... head over heels in love with Elliot Brood.
Me too.
Tons of fun there. And I guess the big thing, he was just here a couple weeks ago. Hayes Carl is coming out there to Ear Falls.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Pretty impressed. Like I said, I had no idea what it would take to get a guy like that, but I gave it a shot. And sure enough, he's just one of those guys that just wants to play. So if he doesn't have anything going on, he'll come down as long as he can cover it. But he's coming down solo.
Right.
Actually, I kind of wanted to schedule somebody solo for the Saturday night anyways.
Yeah.
And he seemed like the good choice for that.
All right, now you've mentioned Saturday Night a couple of times, and I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of festivals in Ontario. I've been to a bunch in Manitoba, Saskatchewan. I've been to the big ones in Alberta. I've been to lots of festivals, and I don't think that I've ever seen a main stage nighttime lineup as good as this one. Honestly, I will not be able to move for a second.
It's going to be a good one, eh?
Because it's hosted by Carolyn Mark, and I mean, she hosts the Calgary Folk Festival sometimes and does a brilliant job. But it starts off with our good friends, the Doug and Jess Band. What a great way to start out the night. Then you got Nathan on there. Then after that, you got Chris Demeanor and his crack band, and they are tons and tons of fun. You got Hayes Carl. Then you got the D-Rangers who are going to rip it up. And you end off the night with Elliot Brood. Oh, my God. I'm in heaven.
He's going to be slaughtered.
How could you miss that?
I think it's going to be, like you said, really... lots and lots of fun. The weather cooperates for that festival.
You've promised good weather, though, right? Booked that in advance?
Guaranteed.
You got the offer on the table for good weather?
For sure.
Yeah. And they're great workshops as well. I mean, there's tons of stuff. I can't wait to see Chris Demeanor doing the songwriting for kids workshops.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's done that for a couple of, like, he actually made a living doing that in school.
Oh, really?
That sort of thing, yeah.
Oh,
so
that's...
he's done that. You know,
too much fun.
Semi full time, and he was kind of interested in doing some kids stuff. And that's kind of how I stretched the budget. I brought in people I knew who could do a number of other
right.
things, like him doing that, and Jackson and Twisty from the D Rangers.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Developing performers workshop.
Yeah,
teaching kids how to jam, or anybody how to jam. Anybody that just wants to get a little bit more confidence and. You know, playing some standards and things like that.
Yeah. Mm. So you got starts Friday night at 6 with Adrian Sally. You got a good Friday night. Then Saturday it goes all day from 10 to after midnight, I would assume.
Right. Yeah.
And then Sunday, excuse me, it's just during the day. It's like 10 to we're done at like 4:00.
Yeah, they finish it at 4, and so yeah, you're home by Sunday evening.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. So for more information, you got a website and stuff.
Yeah. www.troutfest.com.
And do you know the like the ticket prices and how people can get them and all that stuff at your fingertips?
I think it's it's all online. You can also get them at one place I know is what's the little acoustic guitar shop on
Sled Porch? Dog.
Sorry?
Sled Dog.
Sled Dogs, of course. Yeah, thank you. You can get tickets as well as you can also buy tickets for the bus.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Tell us
about that.
$120, I think it is.
That's unbelievable. So I mean, if you don't have a car, you don't want to bring your car. I'm assuming that there's going to be some fun folks on this bus.
Definitely.
I'm assuming that the bus itself is going to be fun. But
yeah.
So you pay a little extra money and you get a ride out there and a ride
and
back.
Home. Exactly. They'll get you out there Friday evening. I think you must leave Friday afternoon. I guess sometime.
Where do we meet up to catch that bus?
Good question. This is where my
I don't mean to stump you, Mr. Artistic Director.
At the festival, or like you said, I didn't even really know the prices. Yeah, how about at your place?
All right, come on over.
Come to Jeff's house.
Sure, there's some room there.
Okay, right on. And you can throw up there like Wednesday night.
Oh yeah,
we'll take care of them until Friday.
Oh, good times. Yeah.
Right on.
So, anything else you need to tell us about that? I mean,
sold.
Like, this sounds like a good time. And this is a family-friendly festival. We can bring our kids and stuff.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a good family stage with Jake Chenier, JJ the Juggling Fool, Lulu and the Tomcat.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then Chris Demeanor. And, yeah, the family stage runs from 10 to 5 every day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, now just kind of, you know, just trying to get the word out. If you're into that kind of thing, check out the website and you can learn a little more and come on out.
I can't imagine how you could not be into that kind of thing because that's a solid, solid lineup. I hear it's just beautiful out there. I can't wait to see it. And,
bring your swimming trunks and canoe and...
Maybe some bug spray?
Yes, bug spray maybe. But, you know, like you said, between acts, you can go for a canoe ride or take a swim and just chill out.
That's tons of fun. What are the dates?
August 10th through 12th.
August 10th through 12th, Ear Falls, troutfest.ca, is that right?
.com,
pardon me.
Troutfest.com.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if folks have questions, they can always call us and we'll get in touch with you or whatever. So lots of ways to find out. I'm going for sure. I'm sold. I'm there. This sounds like a lot of fun.
I think we might even have to rope you into hosting one of these.
Well, I could be persuaded.
Okay, good.
All right, so let's play something from Carol and Mark. Thanks for being on the show, Devin.
Thanks, Jeff.
All our best to the Nathans out there.
Thank you very much.
All right.
If I ever leave this place, I'm never coming back, 'cause I know that if I ever get back home, how soon I'd have to go. That airport feeling, being made to wait for expensive things you don't need. The sight of the sound of the hooves of Prince Charming steed. Home just gets farther away the closer you get. What a day, what a year, what a life. Home just gets farther away the closer you get.
I do not believe her, but still I can't help but deceive her and say, today's the day. looked for years and never seen one. When I was made aware, I took her down to the aquarium, but it only made her angry and sad. She wrote an editorial in the local independent paper. While angels, heroes, leaves are falling, I'll be following you down. Through island chains and water strange and dark, it's got to be wild or not at all. Now it's midnight in the theme park. She knows how to break in, wrecked on Red Bull and gin, beating up the Flintstones. While angels, heroes, leaves are falling, I'll be following you down. Through island chains and water strange and dark, it's got to be wild or not at all. Another quiet sea before us. The conversation bogs, faked out by bobbing logs. Thinking maybe I am the one, some kind of bad luck charm that drives the whales under every time. She really needs to see some. While angels, heroes, thieves are falling, I'll be following you down. Through island chains and water strange and dark, it's got to be wild or not at all. It's got to be wild or not at all. It's got to be wild.
Can't touch.
choice that we had made turned out wrong. And now that I can see the best of you, I have learned we had always been the same in my view. Stars and whiskey bottles all scattered across the yard. I'd have stayed back home in Houston if I'd known it'd be this hard. Oh, but as it is, I'm busted. I broke down across the bay. And I might not make December. We keep carrying on this way. Pretty girls and deep depressions keep falling from the sky. I got all the time in heaven, but no sense to wonder why. And the nights have all gone crazy, and the bars have all shut down. One day I swear I'll blow it all, pack up and leave this town. And sometimes I get so tired of telling right.
I'm Mark Sasser from the band Elliot Brood, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I'm getting pretty pumped. It's still almost a month away, but Trout Forest Music Festival out there in Ear Falls. It's 10th to the 12th of August, I believe, and featuring all those folks that we just heard right there, including Elliot Brood there from Tin Type with O Alberta. And if you've never seen Elliot Brood live, just come on out there. It's worth the trip just to see them out there. Apparently, Dom was smart enough to book him for the West End for the fall. So good on you, Dom. That's gonna be a foot stomper going on at the old West End Cultural Center in the fall. But you don't want to wait that long. You want to come out and hang out with them on that weekend there in August in Ear Falls. It's gonna be fun. Hayes Carl, if you missed him at the High and Lonesome Club, you missed something special. This guy is brilliant. He just signed a huge record deal with Lost Highway Records, and he's gonna be a big star. And then he's gonna forget all about the likes of us. So go see him while you can. Hanging out with him in the for a weekend in the woods. Yeah, that's the place to be. Western States, before that, Rosalita, they got a great new record, and very fine band from Winnipeg. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. Chris Demeanor, any chance you get to see Chris Demeanor, you are going to have the time of your life. He's pretty wild and crazy, and tons of fun. Also a great songwriter and a heck of a nice guy. It's got to be Wild or Not at All from his latest record, which is really, really good. That song features Carolyn Mark, who we heard before that, Happy to be Flying Away. She's got a new record that is very, very good. Carolyn Mark, she's kind of known for these sort of hit and miss records where she's got some great songs and some really goofy songs and some dumb songs, but this one is pretty good all the way through. It's called Nothing Is Free, and highly recommended, the new record by Miss Carolyn Mark, and even more highly recommended, the Trout Forest Music Festival, darn it. Come on out there. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there. Hopefully you will too. I think we're going to take a quick break and just play a couple of these things that are sitting there glaring at me, and then we'll come back and tell you about a great show that's coming up this week that you don't want to miss, West End Cultural Center. Tell you about that in just a second.